All right. Hey, dude. Hey. And welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, one-on-one coaching, and so much more to come if you're listening to this later on. But welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, where I, your host, Jesse Wallacher, do not talk about diets or workout routines and even do any of that for any of my coaching or online programs. What we do instead is I am a health and mindset coach. So we change the way that you view food, fitness, and your body so that you are no longer spending hours and hours in the gym, tracking everything that you eat, and actually start healing yourself now so you aren't waiting for the dream body in order for you to actually start living the life that you want. So if that is what you are looking for, stay tuned as we are really just diving into how to know if your diet is going to help you lose the weight long term. So, if you are tuning in and this is you, you're on the borderline of wondering and questioning as you start a new diet or as you are continuing on with your diet, let me just say that when I was at my peak of committed and healthy and fit and doing all the things, I was spending hours in the gym. I was eating under 1,500 calories, which was way less than I needed. So there's that. But the thing was, I wanted to lose the weight so that I could step on stage and get the validation that I was actually fit and strong and competitive and was actually doing enough so then I could take a break and actually start focusing on my health. I used to always say in college, like, I can't wait to be done with college so I can actually start learning. What I used to say for myself was, I can't wait to step on stage so I can actually be healthy, so I can, like, actually work on my health. I'll lose the weight first, and then I'll actually, like, get healthy and, like, focus on my health. Because I knew what I was doing. I knew what I was doing wasn't healthy, wasn't something that I could do and wanted to do long term, because honestly, I was in a stage prep, like prepping for a bodybuilding show for 6 months, and that's not 6 months plus, and that's not good. That's not okay. I do like that now there is more focus on that side of things of your mental and healthy relationship with food and how you view your body and how there is some dysmorphia that goes along with it. And if you aren't aware and hyper aware of it, it does change and cause a problem, and it is difficult to get through. So what I want to focus on now is, if you are at this point where you're ready to get healthy and you're ready to look at the long-term success of your health and fitness, then let's talk about how your diet is going to be affecting that. So I just want to start with some simple questions, and we're going to go off in tangents on this, but it comes down to this, and it's so simple and it's so stupid at times, but it really does work long-term. And this is what I work on with my clients and anybody that is, like, starting to get into a healthy spot. Like, I am not going to do anything that was detrimental to me just because I don't have a good relationship with it and I didn't have a good view with it. So that's not what I'm going to be, that's not my area of expertise. Tracking your calories and things like that, following a diet works for some people. It didn't work for me, and it doesn't work for the people that I work with either. So that's what I'm speaking on. And if you're here, it's probably working for you. It probably hasn't worked for you too. And you know this, if you followed a diet for a certain amount of time, you felt really deprived, you were hungry and always thought about food, you were hyper aware of that, and that's what consumed your mind 24/7. You fell off of that diet, you gained all the weight back that you lost, and you kind of had to start from scratch with how your body responds to food, your relationship with food, how you just existed and lived your life. And you've done that either once or many times, and you're not looking to do that anymore, but you still have weight to lose, you still have progress in the gym to make, you still have a life to live, and you know that fitness and health does play a big part in your mental health, and you're looking to create a healthy balance with that long term. So let's dive on into this, if your diet is or isn't a good fit for you right now. So here's your simple question. If you dream about your future, your dream life, your dream body, what does that look like? Take a second and explore that for a little bit. Let your mind wander. Your dream future, dream life, dream body, what does that look like? Not anything particular, but what is existing in your future, in the life that you want? What does that look like? What seems so exciting, but you would like to be just a normal thing for you every day? What does that feel like? What does that look like? And be specific about it. What is so exciting? For me, it was, I can't wait until I can sleep in and not feel stressed and anxious about what I'm doing and the day ahead. I can't wait to go to a family get-together and not feel like I need to eat everything in sight, because once I get home, I'm not going to have access to that for the next month or two. And I can't have it. I want to be able to, on my bad days, still go to the gym, get a light workout in, and call it a day. I was so excited once I finally got a handle on walking and that it was okay, because I thought that if I'm a healthy and fit person, I need to be running. I can't just be walking, because people are going to say things and be like, why isn't she walking? Why isn't she running? Oh, she must be lazy. Oh, she must be the fit, unhealthy person that I was afraid of being and other people seeing. And I couldn't wait to just be like, I want to just go on a walk and be okay with that. I want to be able to just fit in clothes and be comfortable and happy about it. I want my cutoff t-shirts to be enough. I want cozy and comfortable, and if I don't have to wear jeans ever, I don't want to. But I want it to be a good thing that if I ever do want to wear jeans, I could just If I ever do want to wear jeans, I just want it to be something that is easy. I can just put them on and no big deal at all. Whatsoever. All the things that I wanted were super duper simple. I wanted to get to a point where I could just say yes to things. Yes to physically active things of, I want to go on a hike with the guy that I'm seeing, or I want to go on a walk with some friends that I've made, or I want to go on a run with these new people that I've met, or I want to sign up for this thing that people I know are doing. And I was so terrified. I didn't think I could do it, because I was beating myself up every single day with 2-hour workouts, no calories whatsoever, basically. I was really burning whatever I was consuming, and my maintenance was way below what it needed. So I didn't have the energy, I didn't have the time, I didn't have the motivation or anything to do excess outside of that. And that was hard, and that was difficult, and that was frustrating. But here's the thing. The things that I wanted were super simple. And I knew with those things that I wanted, it meant that I had a good relationship with food. I wasn't just eating everything in sight, because I knew that in order to fulfill that, I had to eat good, healthy, nourishing food. And I wanted to have that good relationship with it, where I didn't need to track everything. I didn't mentally look at food and know exactly how many calories there were, exactly how much it weighed. I was excited for that information to just slowly disappear. I can still look at food and say but instead I look, take a step back. What I do now is I can look at food and be like, oh, that's going to fill me up. Oh, that's going to be enough. That's a balanced meal. That's got about that much protein in it, because I looked at the box or I looked at the container. Sorry, I'm recording this in the morning right away. I needed to get this out. But I'd look at it and be like, okay, that's got enough protein for me. It's got everything else that I need, or not at all, and I'm just having one of those days. But I'll get it out. I'll get it here, or I'll find it there, and I have the balance of it all. But everything else, and I'm consistently going to the gym. That was another thing. I didn't want it to be a forced thing. I just wanted it to be a part of my routine, and that be it. Like, I go and do maybe at the very most hour-long workout. Like, it's not an hour of consistent movement the entire time. Like, there's breaks, there's slow times, there's strength portions, there's the workout portion. And sometimes, like, the strict workout portion that you're moving constantly with is, like, under 10 minutes. Like, when I'm recording this, the workout I got done in, like, under 11 minutes. I was also one of the faster ones that day. So that was very exciting. That's kind of new for me. But that's where I'm at. That's what I created. So what I take my people through, here's the process. What I take my people through is healing their relationship with food and fitness and, in the process, their body. We take away the titles, we take away the numbers, we take away all of that, and we start experimenting. Because with an experiment, there's no success or failure, there's just an outcome. And with that outcome, you get to decide what it is you want to do with it. Do you want to keep it? Do you want to toss it? Do you want to try something new? But it ultimately puts you back in control and gives you a say in how you feel and how you want to feel, in the results that you want and in the results that you're getting. So we rearrange all of that. We take the numbers away, and you need to relearn this stuff. Not because you don't know it, but because you are too hyper aware of it. And we need to bring it back to the simple fact of, how do you feel while doing this? How does your body react? How are you doing with all of this? And if it's a good thing, awesome. We're going to keep it. We're going to keep moving forward. If it's not something you want, then we don't. And we do something else. But you heal your relationship with food and fitness. And this takes time. This takes quite a bit of time. For me, it was a few years of struggling through. But I can take my clients through this in 6 months and have a solid base that they are easily able to build up from there. And then after that, what I do after is we recreate and level up when you're ready. So it's been a few years for me of making it work, of realizing that I have a solid base, and that solid base has taken me through hardships in moving, of not having a place to stay, of living with my parents again, of breaking up with my ex-boyfriend, and it being a really messy and bad and hard breakup, and struggling for months with it. And then through all of that and stress at work and trying to help people and being emotionally available, I've been able to consistently stay at the weight that I'm at, fit in all of my clothing. But each time that I was ready and done with feeling bad, with getting anxious, of being on a roller coaster with the breakup and constantly being under stress and feeling like I need to do this, that, and the other, I chose something different based on what I wanted. Because ultimately, you are still a healthy and fit person, and that's not going to go away as you heal. You're going to easily fall back on it. So when you do, and you're done with where you're at and you're ready for something else, you do change. So I went back to the gym. And I went back to the gym consistently. And with going back to the gym consistently, I had to be more consistent with my food intake too. I had to swallow my pride and know that at that point this year, I had come off of a year to maybe 2 years of inconsistency with the gym, of not really going, of really struggling with it. And I mean, 2 years together in all of this recovery, but a solid year, just with COVID and things like that. And yeah, it was been rough. So I had to swallow my pride of I've been in the gym in some form, even inconsistently, for over a decade. Like, I have the knowledge, I have the information, I have the work ethic, I have the base. But it's hard right now. I can barely keep up. It's so frustrating. But I was just like, I need to do this. I'm starting back. Each time that I go, it's going to get easier. Easier in the sense that I'm getting stronger and I'm getting back to where I feel I need to be. And from choosing that and also helping myself of being like, you don't need to do more than this. This is enough. You can and you will see results from this. And just wanting to see where I could go from there. Like, 4 or 5 months from choosing that and deciding after I had been consistent and be like, I want to do this. I want to keep doing this. It's 5 times a week. It's maybe less depending, and that's totally fine. I was able to hit weights that I never thought I could. I made PRs for the first time in my life, and I can go up from there. I can get stronger. I can do more. And that's because I have a diet and lifestyle that is sustainable. And it is everything that I wanted it to be, that I ever wanted it to be, in the simplest way of I can sleep in here and there. I can take it slow. I don't need to, if I want to get better at running or do more running, I don't need to get up at 5 a.m. in order to do that. I can do that in the afternoon. I've changed things in order to do that. I'm taking it slow. I'm focusing on myself. I'm setting boundaries. I'm saying yes. I'm saying no. I know where I will sacrifice or fall into bad spots. I know where things don't feel right, and I don't do it just because it would make somebody else happy, because I know that I've given so much of myself over the years, and it's never been my full potential. So I've decided to change that and say, if I really do want to help and support people and also see what my best self is, I need to set that. And it's okay. It's okay if it doesn't look like everybody else. It's okay if it doesn't seem as motivated or as driven or as like every hour of the day has something going on like everyone else. Like, it's okay if I make plans and you know what? I'm just exhausted because of everything that's going on and my body just can't handle it. If I just take a nap, it's okay. It is totally okay. And it's taken a long time to get to that point, but it's because of asking that simple question of what do I want my life to look like? Because if what you're doing now doesn't include what you're like, if what you're doing now, currently, with your diet, your workouts, how much you're lifting, eating, then you're not going to get to where you want to be. Because if you have to sacrifice, if you have to change things, if you have to be super strict in order to get to that point that you feel like, and that's not what you want to do for the rest of your life, it's not sustainable. It's not something that you're going to easily be able to do. You may see some short-term results from it, but once you go back to reality, to the real life that you want, it's all going to go away because it's not sustainable. Once you start looking for long-term success, sustainability, that's when the results will come. Like, it's about reducing the stress that you're putting on your body, the fear and hate that you're putting on your body, and then your results will come. It's as simple as that, and it's as difficult as that too, because I know that it's so much easier said than done, and especially with this stuff, because we're told and programmed and taught to believe that the more you do, the better you're going to be. That if this little bit helped, then that much more is going to be better. But if you're putting so much stress and strain on your body, it's not going to have time to heal. It's not going to have time to get better. The rest and the simplicity is what's going to bring you the results that you want. And the long-term success of that is going to come from if you're able to consistently do it. So take a look at your life, where it's at, and where you want to go. And if they don't align exactly, then it's time to start changing it now. you aren't going to fall back. You aren't going to lose all your progress. You aren't going to never see your full potential. If you're under eating, you may gain a little bit of weight just because your body's in starvation mode. If you're overeating and you realize that you want to make healthier choices, that may be a process as well. It's going to be a challenge to start with any kind of change because it's not what you're normally doing consistently. But that doesn't mean that it's going to be that way forever. Like when you started exercising, like there was some time and effort involved in learning the exercises and learning what would be best for you and what you enjoyed. And same with fitness, like finding the healthy foods, like understanding why. Like there is time that it takes in order to look and find and create what it is that you're wanting. But the work that you put in now and the effort that you put in now is going to create the ease and freedom and enjoyment and balance that you're looking for. So start with that. It is hard because we've been taught and we see that the more work and effort that we do, the more results we get. But there is balance with it all. And it's okay. So start with that. If you do want more precise steps and how-to and timeline for creating all of this, definitely go to my website, rocksolidgymmethod.com, rcksldgymmethod.com, and there's going to be a ton of resources to start off with that. I would suggest my free 3-day training course of Cut Your Cravings in 3 Days. That sets a solid base of like restarting all of this for you. But I do have some private coaching spots open. This is for high level, high ticket, one-on-one support of taking you through all of this and being there for you. You get bi-weekly calls and then Voxer support throughout the week, Monday through Friday. So we're able to make those changes, make those little tweaks, like anything that comes up, we're able to address right away. So then when we do have our calls, we're able to dive deeper into everything else and create a game plan for those next couple of weeks that we're able to implement day to day. And that's been the best part of it all. You also get access to my courses and I give them to you like as needed, so you get the absolute most out of it and get that additional support and work through it. But otherwise, courses are available, journals are available, podcasts, all of the stuff. Just keep at it. The more work that you put in now, the more results you're going to see later and the easier it's going to be. But it is going to be a challenge to change that schedule, to change that mindset, and to change that routine and to adjust all of it. But it doesn't have to be alone. So if you are done going it alone and would like a little bit more support, my one-on-one coaching can be for that, or courses take you through that as well at a more reasonable or discounted lower price. None of those words were good, but definitely check it out and have a fantastic day, and we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.